In the last year, we mentioned the four melachos d'oraisa that the Torah describes in Parshas Bahar: Sochol Osizra, the Isra of sowing on Shemitah; Kamechol Otizmar, the Isra of pruning; and then two other Isurim in the Torah of Ketzira and Betzira. We noted that the Mishnah actually already describes this at some length, but the Tanoim have a machlokes on the pasuk of Bechorish Rakotz Tishbos, which is the third pasuk quoted over here on the first page. Shesh Hashem and Talog Vayom Ashvi Tishbos Bechorish Rakotz Tishbos. The Nikud is incorrect over here. Everything which is a shin is a sin, and vice versa. But Shesh Yom Tavo could either refer to Shabbos, 6 days, Yom HaShvi'i is Shabbos. And then the question is, why would the Pasuk accentuate two Isurim, two prohibitions, namely Chavisha and Ketzira, plowing and harvesting, when there are 37 other Malachas that are also Asur? So because of that, this became the subject of the big Machlokes Tanoim of Akiva and Shmuel. How to interpret this pasuk? Is it referring to Shabbos, and there's a reason why Chavisha and Ketzira are mentioned, or is it referring to Shemitah? And this is the subject of the Machlokes Tanoim. Today I want to add to that which we spoke about. We also discussed a few other Isurim, and the question is whether those Isurim are min haTorah or not min haTorah. There are many Isurim that Rabbanan mentioned in the Gemara Ma'akon, that men based on the base given on the Alpha listed in the second paragraph of Shnayos HaShvi'is, we mentioned a number of them. Let's say a Tolver Zriya would be Hadracha, Harkava, grafting, or bending the vines, interlocking them. A Tolver of Zmira, a pruning, would be Gizum, Zul, Zivu, a whole slew of such Melachos Da'avonan, and then a Tolder Chavisha would be Sikul Avonim, or for that matter, Nikush, Kisuach. In general, we have the principle which we're going to talk about separately. The Gemara says a few places in Shas, and in the Zohar and Ma'akot, the Gemara points out what's permissible when we speak about Melachos that are Asim and Da'avonan. Let's say Hashkoya, irrigating the field, or Kisuach, mowing the grass, or zivu, fertilizing. So you're allowed to do these melachos if the interest is what's called lo'ukmeh. You want to maintain the present status quo. That you're allowed to do. You can't do anything which will be enhancing of the growth of the item, but you can do items that are going to maintain the status quo. So that's why what people do is regarding hashkoya, regarding irrigating or watering their garden. So they'll do so on a less frequent kind of basis. Or for that matter, kisuach is permissible as well, because kisuach, mowing the lawn, is a kind of, I guess you call it, a kind of tisporet, a kind of haircutting that takes place, and that's permissible. And fertilizing also, people use slow-release fertilizers, all types of different approaches that are going to be utilized in the course of the Shemitah year. So this time we spoke about a chazanish regarding the tia. What's the status of the tia? So we mentioned that's a subject of the big machlokes, whether the tia is also in the Torah. And the argument is, and this is what the Rash Mishatz, who writes the Perush on Zroim, so he says a Kal Vachomer from Zmira. If Zmira, which is only pruning, designed to enhance the growth, not enhance the growth, but basically that's what they're doing. When you remove excess foliage, you're enhancing the growth. So that's Asur min haTorah. So that's Asur min haTorah, Kal Vachomer, to plant. If you're going to plant something, plant the tree, that certainly should be Asur min haTorah, because you're being matzmiach the eitz mitchiloso. You're causing the tree to grow from the very outset. So that should be Asur. That's what the Rash Mishatz claims. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the Isur of the tia is only an Isur of the Rabbanan. Only rabbinically prohibited. And you get Makas Maris with the Rabbanan, you're not going to get Malkus with the Torah, and this issue is the subject of the discussion in the Chazanish, where the Chazanish writes the following. He says, based on the Gemara in Gittin, from Gittin on the base, it's clear that the Tia is min haTorah. planting something is aser midaraisa, and undoubtedly the tia would be subsumed under zmira, under zimur. However, he writes the following: the efshar, the habi bichlal in mazir menadim. This kavul chomer that's cited by the Rash, so we have a principle in Shas that you're not going to punish and nomshim menadim and mazir menadim, and therefore he said that's not going to get malchus. The isur is daraisa, but malchus daraisa cannot possibly be given because the derivation is from the kavul chomer, and we have that principle that. Most of them I mentioned in the Chaschino, the Pasa Shulchan, the Agbetal, assume that the Tia is Aser Midaraisa. It's Aser Midaraisa. So today I want to continue, and you have in front of you in the first page, I want to discuss one of the most fundamental issues, which is whether the Isa Shvius is Chal on the person or is Chal on the land. Now, as we mentioned already a few times, if you look at the Pesukim above, it seems both are correct. Because the Torah, on the one hand, speaks about prohibitions that devolve upon the individual, namely, not to be zoreah, not to sow, not to seed, not to prune, not to harvest. And the same applies to anovim, betira. So that would seem to be a focus on the individual. On the other hand, the Torah many times says, Shabbos, Shabbosom, Yil Haaretz, Shabbos Hashem. And the Torah again speaks about constantly, sounds like the issue that we're talking about is chal on the land. So take a look at the Ibn Ezra that we have in front of you. Ibn Ezra has a striking comment. The question is he talking about a ger, tzedek, a ger who essentially is a Jew, the Chaladeus, or is he talking about Lav Dafka Ger? It could be a Ger Tosha, it could be someone who accepted upon himself Shemis Benenach, it could be someone essentially who's still a non-Jew, still a Goy, but it sounds like that's exactly what he's referring to. Just like we're not permitted to have a Goy do Malacha for us on Shabbos, and there are a number of Halachas that are relevant to this. Kihu Birshu Seinu, assuming that he's doing it for myself, for the Jew, so too, he said there's a similar halacha not to permit a guy to let a guy work the land in the course of Shemitah. And also you have a fascinating comment in Ibn Ezra that clearly is based on the understanding of Shosar, Shabbos Hashem, the land has to rest. The land has to lie fallow. So therefore, if a non-Jew, in effect, is working the land, so the land is not fallow. And it's my land. So therefore, Ibn Ezra says that would be a violation of the pasuk of Shabbos Haaretz and Shabbos Hashem. Now, Kug Zatzal, when he, in Shabbat Haaretz, in Yosefer, so he points out, he doesn't see a problem that a non-Jew should work the ground for me, and if a non-Jew essentially works the ground, so Rav Kook assumes that Melachas D'Rabbanan he'd be allowed to do, not Melachas D'Araisa, but his problem is, again, similar to the problem of Ibn Ezra, the different races over here, that he said the following, Rav Kook. B'shav Sar Shabbos Hashem, he writes, it's a mitzvah klolis al klal yisrael. And as a person who's working the karka, working the land the seventh year, now is he himself over on naseh and los haseh, but Rav Kook claims he's machshel all klal yisrael. Why are you machshel all klal yisrael? Because now the pasuk b'shav Sar Shabbos Hashem is going to be essentially repudiated. You're negating that pasuk. And the lashon of Rav Kook, he writes, I couldn't find, and I have the same Shabbat Haaretz, I just couldn't find what I saw quoted by everyone. And so he contends that, in effect, Klal Yisrael being over on Mishav Sar Shabbos Hashem, because the focus is the land should lie fallow, the land should remain, it should not be worked. And as I mentioned a moment ago, so the Achronim, again, are very strong and very, speaking very emphatically, rapidly, especially Rav Kook, probably more than all the other Achronim, and this is a major chiddush, at least to my mind, that all Klal Yisrael has to be concerned about Shmisa Sa'arit Shekolecha Be'echa. That would not normally be what I would think. I would assume it's a personal obligation, each individual owns a piece of property, he should be obviously enjoying not to work and not to do anything on that property, but that I should be responsible for every other Jew. based on the pasuk b'shav sarat shavas Hashem as the din upon Yisrael. And Rav Kook goes on barichos to describe what we know, which is not a chiddush. That's a psukim in Tanakh, psukim in Chumash, that the Torah tells us we don't observe shmita. Oz tirtzeh haaretz hasham saser kol yimei hashama. The atem beretz oyvechem. We're going to golus. We're going to be exiled. We don't observe shmita. For the ikiyum shvisa saaretz. So now a basis for this position of Rav Kook is quoted by Rav Kook himself. The Gemara Nevi Lazar. Here the Gemara is directly below. First we'll read the Gemara itself, which is after the Rashi. So the Gemara actually, essentially the Gemara discusses a very fascinating issue. We know there's a din that Shvisas Behema, that there are actually two Isurim with reference to Shabbos regarding a Behema. The Torah says, Vosasek of Lohan Aser Sabebos, Ato, Bintho, Bitecha, Abdecha, Vamoso, Bebtecha. So the din is that an animal is not allowed to, your animal is not supposed to work on Shabbos. The animal belonging to a Jew. There's a famous, the Gemara has a story where an animal was sold to a non-Jew, but this animal was so accustomed to working for the Jew, so the animal did not work even for the Goy. And so the Goy had to call the former Balabai, the Jew, and he whispered into the ear of the animal, kind of the animal, I guess, spoke Yiddish or spoke Shal HaKodesh, whatever language, or Aramaic perhaps even. And once he spoke to him and indicated you're no longer my employee, you're working now for the Goy, then the animal began to work. But that's one Issa. Then there's another Issa called Mechamer. It's a perek, the last perek of Shabbos, Misha Efshek, is devoted to an explication of that lav. Mechamer means that you use an animal as a plow, which is what they did. They didn't have combines, they didn't have machinery that we have, the technology we have today. So the animal began to plow the field, whatever you attach to him, etc., and doing other kinds of melacha. So that's what Issa called Shvisa Behema. Now the question is this relevant to Shemitah? Is there a din of Shvisas Behema, Bishnas HaShemitah, which is also called Shabbos? So often you would say, of course not. The obligation of Shemitah is on the human being, is on the Jew. B'shav Sar, Shabbos Hashem, Lo Sizra, Lo Sizmar, Lo Sitzar, Lo Sitzar. The Gemara discusses now this question. So they look at the Gemara. The Tanan, B'shav Yomim, Lo'im to Adam Parah, Chavesh B'shvitz, the Mishnah in Shvitz. You're not supposed to sell a cow that does Chavisha. Obviously, the Chash is, you're selling a cow, and the Jew's going, another Jew is going to purchase the cow and use it for the purpose of plowing, which is awesome. Whether it's east of the eyes of the Abana, it's irrelevant, but it's awesome. How do you know that he's going to dafka use it for the purpose of Havisha? Maybe he'll shecht it and use the animal for the purpose of eating its meat. On my rabba, me dummy. When it comes to the seventh year, there's no dinner. She says, Behema, an animal doesn't have to rest. So I'm doing work in the seventh year. But when it comes to Shabbos, that's a din. There are two Yisur that I just mentioned to you. Just because I'm commanded automatically, it's also. So Rashi comments over there. Rashi says, what does Rashi mean? And as I said, this. What we're trying to show from this Gemara, look at the first Rashi. Rashi just explains the Gemara, the one, the very beginning of Zaratesvah, and the base. Also, you'll be sure to be empty of the Akum. We're afraid he might be mashil his animal to a goy. Shabbos, that's the issue of Shabbos. The Gemara will have to sit with Saska Malacha, the whole Behemtecha, the Ashna Behemus Israeli, and the Sule Ashri Sasa. But it's clear from this Gemara that you see that undoubtedly a person is obligated not Shvisas. So Deo B'Shvias, as Rashi writes here on the bottom. So for this Nisuach of Rashi, Adam Mitzuvah Shvisa Sodeo. What does that sound like? That's Losh of the Gemara. Sounds like the field has to rest. It's a din on the field. That's the Mashmos. So you look at the Nechasinov on the next page. So the Nechasinov actually, in the Mitzvah Kufyut days, when he actually presents this pasuk. So let's read first the Chinuch, and then we'll see the Nechasinov. The Chinuch writes, all of the work in the land has to cease on the seventh year. Shenema v'chamish v'akasit tishpas. V'bo'a peyur shal shona shvias nema shenestavinu shal olasot v'klal v'avodas haaretz. You're not allowed to work the land. V'nichvul ha'mitzo v'zev yomim v'akamacher shnash shavos on the haaretz. V'psukim in parashat v'ahar. V'chein v'shof sa'aret shavos ha'shem. V'kvar kasav v'kol inyonam. You already wrote this earlier. In the same Kesatal Mitzvah of Ashir, the Shutan of Tashta, Shebo, the Tzavas of Hefke Peir Shana Zolako, the Avon P, Shekala Yamakov. So now look at the Mitzvah Srinoch, and he now discusses this question. Namely, the issue that we are raising, is this a din that applies to the individual, or does the din apply actually to the land, that the land has to rest? So the Chassidim comes to that maskana that it's a din on the land, that's halacha, sha'aris ishmos, which means that, let's say, during the course of Shemitah, chamisha ksiva is done through the instrumentality of a goy. So it's true that you didn't do chamisha ksiva, you yourself did not work the land, but the land was done, the labor was done like that, acherim. That's mafkia, the pasuk of Mishav Sarah, Shabbos Hashem, that undoes the obligation that the land should rest. So you'll take a look here at the lashon of the Minchas Chinuch to the very beginning of the first Sif. This, by the way, is the, thank God they put out B'chon Yerushalayim. About 10 years ago, they put out the Minchas Chinuch. I used to spend my days, half joking and not half joking. So Minchas Chinuch, as you know, has many Rosh Hashanahs. I spent all my days trying to figure out the Rosh Hashanahs of Minchas Chinuch as opposed to learning it. That was like, I found to be a lot of fun, very challenging. And most of the time, I was not successful. And thank God, they overfaneach everything. So they solved that problem. So now I actually have to learn Minchas Chinuch. So Baruch Hashem, they did me a favor also as far as Talmud Torah. Okay, that was, as I said, half joke and half serious. And so the beginning in Sif Aleph, he tells you, number one, what exactly the parameters are over here in terms of the Rambam, there's an Asay, there's a Losa Asay. And then in Beis, he writes the following, Veda, the Shvias B'inyan Echel Hamurim B'Shabbos V'Yomtov. We just refer to that Gemara, but the Gemara compares the two. The B'Shabbos V'Yomtov, Nikar Isa, Ala Isa, Malacha V'Atzma. Correct? If someone does Malacha on Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Kol Isa, Malacha V'Yom HaShabbos, Mel Siumas. How about they go? You watch Shvus. Amir Lakum, if you do it to a non-Jew, that's an Isa Dava. Ach B'Shabbos, Yesh Asay, the Mehem, Tzvi Kodishbos. And Shabbos is a dinner shvisa beima. And now I was going to get into dinner. I'm going to discuss momentarily. Let's say I lend my animal to a non-Jew, or I rent my animal to a non-Jew. The animal has to rest. So if the animal belongs to you, but it's mushal or muskar to a goy, to a non-Jew, it's rented or he borrows it, so the animal's still yours. So in fact, the animal that's working on Shabbos is your animal that's working. And that's awesome. The gozer akosid of emto asurim of lor, v'chem of b'shamay, machol of b'sham b'sil of ashis v'skelen, we don't pass him like b'shamay, he holds it even a kli, has to rest on Shabbos. We pass him, there is no din ashis v'skelen. And therefore, if you activate the kli before Shabbos, on a clock, there's no problem. Yim akli also b'loch according to b'shamay, over my bayil b'asay, achsham b'lochos, you go to Chavisha, Zuya, over here, most of the Atzai, they go in over plow. Over Shemitah, so now he goes on to say, he might say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so let's say I do all these malachas to a non-Jew. Chavisha, plowing, and Zuya, sowing, and Ketira, and harvesting. He doesn't say, I'm going to say, no. Obviously, I'm not doing the work. It's being done through someone else. Ki ha-kol ksiv, was talking about my doing it. So he said very clearly that the mitzvah is on what? On the ground, on the land. The land has to rest. Just like my animal has to rest on Shabbos. The land has to rest on Shemitah. But I'm asking the girl, so if I rent out to a non-Jew or to another Jew in my field, so he says very clearly and unqualifiedly, unconditionally, unreservedly, that the mitzvah is not only on the gavra, the mitzvah is that the land should rest. And then he says, if the advar v'asim t'chonim, she'as mefurish, who quotes the Gemara that I just referred you to, and says, so I'm going to be a I mean, ain't another Musa al Shvis Bento Mishvias. Only Abaye, he's an animal, not obligated to rest on the 7th day. Says Abaye, if I saw there, don't the Musa al Shvis Mishvias, that the field, that person has to make sure that the field lies fallow. The foolish didn't say, they ain't holy. Bang Rashi Shem, Pasad, the Shnasha, Basan, the Lord, he's the die from the language of Rashi that we mentioned, that it's a bit on the land. So therefore, in King Paladin, the Shvis Bento, the Lord, the Shvis Bento, the Shvis the Imacher also belongs to Misadeo. Over someone else does work in my field, that's a violation. And I'm asking the guy, Mechadome, Uksas, Sarah, Ian, Shalom, Sandra, Ram, and Dizem of Furish. Wow. How come the Rambam doesn't bring such a thing? The Rambam does not mention such a halacha that the land has to rest. And the Rambam does not mention the halacha that if you do harisha tzira, you get goy, says mechasinoch. So it's true, you didn't work the land, b'shnas ha-shmita, but avodai yachem is mafkia, b'shnas ha-aretz. Soraku, zatzal is based on this gemara. And I observe that tzitzvah is based on the mechasinoch. But he goes a bit further, he extends it, and he contends that if someone, in effect, does not let the land lie fallow, someone else is working the land, that's mafkia, the mitzvah b'shnas ha-aretz, it applies to all Klal Yisrael. Zeh chidush de-gadol, b'fiyan yuzdaiti. But anyway, so you might, because in general, people ask, "Mishav Sar Shamas Hashem," is that a halachic statement that the Torah is making, or is it a mashu rayoni, machshavti? It's a machshava. It's a very beautiful machshava. The fact that the land of Rakuk has a whole akdama in the same Shabbat Haaretz, very beautiful, beautiful akdama. He talks about, almost he's referring to communist societies that essentially they own everything. I'm talking about China, Russia, Mao Zedong, all these people, that they have this understanding that everything belongs to them. They are the Bible, the soul Bible. And so he writes about often there'll be a situation where you have many, many wealthy people who own enormous amounts of property, and then you have a very poor, you have a fair number of poor people, and the idea of the Yobel, that's the expensive of the Shabbat Haaretz, is to redress it. To address that grievance, somehow to correct what seems to be an imbalance, a social imbalance. Well, so the whole Shikul Torah, you write over there, philosophical Shikul Torah, Yedarko, and a book writes over there. But this Chiddush, it has some basis, as you can see over here, on this Gemara, the Avazara, the Mechasina supports this Chiddush. Now the Rambam, when he calls the Halacha, so the Rambam is also found here, when the Rambam brings this Halacha, I think I mentioned it, but I didn't... I didn't have it here. Okay, but the Rambam says, he writes, Shetzivanu Bishbais Me'avedas Ha'aretz Mishnas Hashviyis. I think that's his lashon. That you have to rest from doing Avodah Neretz Yisrael in the seventh year, and he calls the pasuk Becharish Rakos Yetishbos, and he calls the pasuk Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Ha'aretz, and he writes that, I mean, again, from the Rambam's lashon, Bishbais Me'avedas Ha'aretz, that sounds like Achevas Gamma. Does not sound like the way Rav Kook, and the way the Mechaschinoch explaining in the Rashi and Abu Zorah, sounds like according to the Rambam, and that will explain why the Mechaschinoch asked the question, Sasarachi, and the Rambam does not mention his din. The answer is he doesn't agree with it. The Rambam does not subscribe to his din. He holds the mitzvah is on the Gabra. It's not a din in the Chetza, it's not a din in the Kaka of Yisrael. It's Halach in the Gabra. That's why the Rambam does not bring it. And that's what he writes in Shmita Yehovah, first Halach, Perakal Halach. Lishbais me'avedas ha'aretz, that you have to rest from doing work on the land, but it doesn't go on the karka, on the real estate. It goes actually on the goes on the person himself. Now it's interesting that the Rambam actually in the Koteret, if I'm not mistaken, before the halacha, he writes shetishbos ha'aretz b'shvius mimalakta. Now it sounds like that the mitzvah is on the land. The Rambam, as you know, has both in the halacha, he has the dinim, and then he has the Koteret, usually the introduction, the preamble. Asal many times said that the Rambam in the Halacha is telling you the Maisa Mitzvah and the preamble the Kiyum Mitzvah, Mitzvah Kiyumis. It's not always seems to be completely and totally in sync with the all the Rambams around Mishnah Torah. There are many exceptions. It was not clear with the Rambam, but as I said, according to Rav Kook, he understood that there's a very significant aspect of the Mitzvah that goes on the land, that goes on the Karka, and therefore his argument was that. Under those circumstances, we have to be exceptionally careful that not to mafkia the din of the Shas Ha'aretz. Okay, so now I'm going a bit further, and I want to discuss actually in this issue whether the ikar is on the ground, or the ikar is on the gabra, or if I put the ikar is on the ground, which I assume also writes like that. So therefore, Rav Kook writes that if a person does malacha, even malachas da'avonah, if you do malachas da'avonah, namely what I mentioned earlier, the whole list, of irrigating the land where it's done inappropriately, or we do other isur and rabbanon, he holds yamavatil the mitzvah shvisa saras v'daraisa. It's a bittel of an asev daraisa, even by doing malachas rabbanon. He allows malachas rabbanon to be done by a non-Jew, by a goy, but by a Jew chas v'sholom, a Jew cannot do Malachas the Rabbanan, certainly not Malachas the Aisa, but even Malachas the Rabbanan cannot be done. That's an undoing and negating of the din of Shasar. So now one of the questions that comes up that I want to look into a little bit is people who live in a what's called a Bayit Mishutach. They live in an apartment building. Many people live here in apartment buildings. And now there's a Gina, there's a garden downstairs. And obviously, there may be sometimes in the apartment building individuals who are not observant. Individuals who are Jewish but don't observe the halacha or not necessarily observing the Shemitah. And they want to have that the garden should be, once again, just as in the course of the 6 years and the 7 years, well, the garden should be taken care of. And therefore, there's a gardener who's at work. I imagine a non-observant gardener who's at work doing, taking care of the property. So now the question is, what do I do? You have a share in that property. You're a homeowner in that apartment building, and that automatically means you have a share in the dina, in that garden. So now work is being done on Shemitah. And so I say, I'm not going to pay the bad bayit or whatever the particular arrangement happens to be. You refuse to pay. Is there a way out of that issue? So this is a famous, famous discussion. And it's the first Hilchos Shabbos. That's on the next three pages. And the Mishnah Berurah, and this is a famous data. I want to just spend a little time with this if you don't mind. Only because they're going to extrapolate from here to this din of Shemitah as well. In Reish Mem Vav, this is a halacha that's quoted the three pages in front of you. I'm not going to read all of it, but we'll try to read a good section, good chunks of it, and then extrapolate from here to the din of Shemitah. The halacha is that you're allowed to be mashil or maskir. If you have kelim on Shabbos, you're allowed to rent them out to a non-Jew. And even though he's going to do bracha on Shabbos, there's no din of shvisas kelim. He just pointed it out. We don't pass like the Shammai. We pass like the Hillel. There's no din of shvisas kelim. But please, does not address on Shabbos. We also activate kelim by Shalom Shabbat. We use a Shabbos clock and we activate kelim. Rabbi Shem Feinstein, that's how I heard from a Rebbe, Nisun Alper, that's how Talmud Bubu, Rabbi Meshe did not at all use the Shalom Shabbat. There were Shabbos clocks in this day as well. He did not use it. He felt it's like Amir Lakum. He had a long tshuva about it. And therefore, what did he do in his house? Whatever lights had to be put on were left on the entire Shabbos. That was his position. Now, Rav Poskim do not agree with him. Avshalom Zalman and Rav Yashin and all the Poskim Amikul using the Shalom Shabbat, as long as you activate it before Shabbos, what's the problem? We don't hold like Rishamim that Pelim has to rest on Shabbos. We're against Jesus Kalim. So that's what the Machabi says here. And then he quotes the Yeshomrim, the Kalim shows a member of the Yom Machresh of the Yotziba, also last and then Yehudi Ber Shabbos. If we're talking about a plow, a combine, that's going to be used to plow a field on Shabbos, Mishagura says we're talking about a Rechayim, Playum, that's the right side of Tzipa and Beis. So the din is the Machabi says that you're not allowed to rent to a non Jew on Erev Shabbos. Friday you can't rent it in, but Thursday you can. Well, eventually, it'll start Shabbos. It's the famous thing. Let's say, Valkyrie lanes. They say, I mentioned a few times that Talmidim will make $50 in Ovid, and one actually lands $100 in Ovid in the United States. Not yet, that's so. But so they can make $500-$600 on Shabbos. He's also a youth director. He can make $2,000 on Shabbos. He makes $100,000 a year just for working on Shabbos. So how do they pay him? The answer is by law, because he has to prepare the landing before Shabbos. He's in a little town in Iowa. I don't even know where that is. But apparently there's a shul there in Orthodox synagogue. He lands there, he's the director, and then he learns the rest of the time, but he works for a living. Anyway, so here, now that takes Shabbos set by law. So that's the first halacha, and then Ramon points out mutal ashelo v'erev Shabbos. Avagav she master she Yehudi asur ashelo. We don't say it's called b'sirus. I continue. It says halacha beis asur l'ashel shouldn't plead l'ani Yehudi b'Shabbos. You can't be mashil b'sheila. A guy should borrow a kli for Shabbos. I feel v'erev Shabbos. Some of hashayecha gol shein shos otzir bezal bezal shal mashil. They shall row a summer she yisrael tzivah otzir. So it looks like a marasayim kind of issue that the Mechaber is talking about. And even though Mishabur said, we don't really have Rishas HaRabim, but Amir Lakim is a din of Rabbanan, and therefore Mishabur said that the city is surrounded by walls, then you'll be allowed to, and the non-Jew lives there, then you'll be allowed to lend him these kind of kelim, you don't do malach of it, but to go and sell it to him or to be masked him, because again, of this the Rabbanan issue. The Mechaber continues to give him. And not to rent or that let a non-Jew borrow an animal on Shabbos to do malacha. What we just mentioned, that's the Gemara of the Zohar. That the person is obligated to make sure that his animal rests on Shabbos. So therefore, you're in violation. That's the pasuk that says at Dibros, and even though, again, we pass game when you mask an animal, so the animal belongs to a Jew and is obligated on the animal resting on Shabbos. And some say, anyway, whatever the case is, there is such a halacha. But the Ramah says, you can go ahead and rent it or let him borrow it as long as he returns it before Shabbos. You must have many Yehudi Shatulah for Shabbos. Since you make a deal with the non-Jew, he's going to rest on Shabbos. Yehino Yehudi, he says, he's not believed. They don't name him. We don't believe him that he's necessarily going to make sure the animal rests on Shabbos. It's your animal. Then he goes further. You went ahead and he borrowed it or you rented it to him. And the deal was, he'll return to you before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, what should you do? What's the Eitzah? Make it hefker. So if you make it hefker, the Mishabura explains that then you have mitzvah on the Shvisa's name because it's not yours. You basically were mafker it. You made it hefker. Shekfarif Kiva said the Mishabura test well. And even though hefker required mitzvah shlosha, you need a bezin for hefker. That's what did Rabban. Midraisa, I feel benolu benatzvo sagi. The offer here, you already rented it out and you already borrowed it. And the deal was he should return before Shabbos, but he did not do so. So this is enough to prevent you from the Isra Da'isa. So therefore, the Mishavura says, L'chatchila, that's what you do, or at least be mafkid upon one person. That's considered to be minimalistic. And therefore, the reason why I mentioned this halacha, and Rabban just goes on to say, if you want to be mafkid in front of three people, like hefker in general, but whatever the case is, this is an eitzah to save you from the Isra Shvisas Be'emah. So now the Achrayim come along, and this already is mentioned by many, many Gdoli Achrayim. Avshalom Zalman Oyerbach mentioned this. Rabbi Eliashiv and his Shuvahs mentioned this. And all the Poskim are talking about this house, and are talking about Bayis Peshutov. We have an apartment building where people are living, and obviously everyone has a share in the Gina, a share in the garden. And now the question, someone, a non-observant gardener is doing work on the Shemitah year in the garden, and that's awesome. So what should I do? So the Achronim say, based on this Ramah, in Simon Reshman Vav Hil HaShabbos, this is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is to be mafkir, or in effect, not be mafkir, but that's one Eitzah, to be mafkir, your share, your chelek, somehow, and your chelek, your bailus in the Gina, you're being mafkir. You're making it hefkir. Now, there are a number of other Eitzahs. So, but this is the Eitzah that's mentioned by also, I saw the Rabbi Vagi Yosef Zatzal and Yalkut Yosef also mentioned this Eitzah, and that he writes, Tafkir Tachelik Shalchal Bekarka. Be Mafkir Yochelik of the Karka, if you do so. So, in effect, he based on this Din Hill of Shabbos, the Reshman Bog that we just read. And again, because otherwise you have a problem, or Shvisa Behema. And now, by virtue of being Mafkir, you're saving yourself from an Isa Daraisa in Hill of Shabbos. And the question is, do I have to tell the other apartment diary, I have to tell them the other day I buy it. He said, no, there's no chiyuv to publicize this or to tell anyone else about this. And again, just like Ramos says, mafkia the Easter Shabbos, she says, Behema, I'll say, also, you'd be mafkia from yourself, the Easter of the land being worked in the course of Shemitah. And this is something that I know in this neighborhood of Ramat Bechemish that people do. People actually told me this is the Eisa that they follow. I mean, Baruch Hashem, most of the Ramat Bechemish seems to be people who are observed in Shemitah Torah Mitzvah, but are here and there people who are not. Even though you may find it hard to believe, but I have dealt with these people in Dinei Torah. That's why I get involved in the Cheshavish, but Dinei Torah for some reason. They don't get along with the neighbors, all kinds of reasons. Anyway, this is also a reason. But again, this is an Eitzah that once you go ahead, and the question of the Rav Shalom Zalman Oyerbach, and maybe I'll discuss this next time because I see, even though we still have a few minutes left, Rav Shalom Zalman Oyerbach discusses a number of times a very fascinating question. I need the next page. I took this from Mincha Shlomo and Shvius. Yes, Shvius Mincha Shlomo. and then he has just a separate sefer of the Yoni Shvias. The question is, Hamaskir Bayis, the sofer rents a house to someone, am I obligated to prevent the socher from working the gina during the 7th year? Because, again, the question is, the house is mine, and I was masking the house to him. He obviously has the right to use it. But the fact is that the socher is now doing acts of Zriya and Chadisha, and it would seem that the masker, the one who rented it to the renter, should in effect be telling him or be instructing him not to work the land in the course of the 7th year. So let's say he sees that the socher is Choresh or Zorea, the one who rented it is doing Chadisha, doing Zriya, and the gin of the Abayis. Now the question is the masker Chayev? Is he going to be responsible for the fact that the socher is in effect not letting the land lie fallow as it should? Or somehow, does he have to prevent him? Or must he be mafkir somehow, the socher, just as we just saw in the din of Resh Ben Rav? So this is the subject of an enormous amount of discussion among the Dolei HaPoskim and in general what to do. So let's just maybe a little bit, we'll read from the Rosh Hashanah Aruch and page Pei Vav on the Mishnah Shalom, a very fascinating truth. He writes, someone else is working over the Sadeh, my owner. Kevin asked me, I said, she said, Kaka, you should say, no, Masharif, Lachon, Lobby, and the Bible, Lobby, and I said, she says, all right, she saw, I feel like a mason along the Sadeh, someone else doing work in my field. And my owner, the Alpima Shomi, the Mari Post is Gemara, and I'm going the Gemara said, Dodd, the Suva, she says, Sadeh, we should assign to the Taisa Shekosu. If another Jew does malachas that are also and shemitah in my field, so there's an isa da'aisa that's involved over here. The taste is really herach midavar. The pashas mashad masked also the ika isu shmita sadeim gam she'acher also malachas sadeim. Someone else does work in my field, says. The text is read, and that's what Rosh Hashanah comes to the maskana. I'm violating an isa. It could be that there's another interpretation of that text is read. So I want to discuss this issue, but I'm not going to go quickly. It's important that we read this tshuva. And then I'll answer this with Hashem. So hopefully, in the Shia tomorrow night, Beis Hashem is Barak, I'm going to discuss this matter a bit further and also cite several other poskim who weigh in on this issue because it's not completely one-sided. Beis Barak, as Hashem Zalman himself indicates, and we'll have to see where the other studies are in that. So I don't know if you want to hold on to the sheets you made, just if you don't mind reading them tomorrow, if you're going to